ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयामुदीरयेत् नाष्टभयेष्वदेशो नित्यं भगवते सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके एते चंसा कलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं हृदयान्ते युगे युगे. सो वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम् 10th canto, 14th chapter, text number 7. Gunatmanas te api gunan vimatum hitavatirnasya ka ishire sya kalena yair va vimita su kalpair bhu pamsavaha ke mihika dyu bhasaha guna. Guna Atmana, of the possessor of all superior qualities, te, you, api, certainly, gunan, the qualities, vimatum, to count, ita avatirnasya, who have descended for the benefit of all living entities. Ke, who, ishire, are able, asya, of the universe, kalena, in due course of time, yai, by whom, va, or, vimita, counted sukalpai by great scientists, bhupam savaha, the atoms of an earthly planet, ke in the sky, mihika, the particles of snow, dyubasaha, the illumination of stars and planets. Translation and purport. Translation. In time, learned philosophers or scientists might be able to count all the atoms of the earth, the particles of snow, or perhaps even the shining molecules radiating from the sun, the stars, and other luminaries. But among these learned men, who could possibly count the unlimited transcendental qualities possessed by you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have descended onto the surface of the earth for the benefit of all living entities? Purport. Srila Sanatana Goswami explains that Lord Krishna is Gunatma, the soul of all superior qualities, because he gives them life. For example, one may discuss in an abstract way such qualities as generosity, intelligence, and mercy, but they come to life only when a living entity personally exhibits them. Thus Lord Krishna is Gunatma because he descends to the material world and re-establishes religious principles by exhibiting all godly qualities himself and inspiring them in others. A living entity who develops the transcendental qualities found in the Lord receives immeasurable benefit and eventually goes with the Lord back to his own abode, where all living beings are liberated and fully endowed with the transcendental nature. Srila Sanatana Goswami further explains that the Lord manifests a specific spiritual quality for the benefit of each living entity. Since there are innumerable living entities within the confines of the material creation, the Lord manifests infinite qualities. Thus every conditioned soul can appreciate the Supreme Lord in a particular way. The example is given here that even if the most learned scholars could someday count the particles of earth, snow and light, they would still fail to understand the qualities of the Lord. In this example, earth, snow and light are progressively more subtle. Thus it is to be understood that there is an increasing difficulty in counting their virtuality, their virtually infinite particles. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, great personalities like Lord Shankarshani actually have counted the numbers of atoms on the earth and even the molecules in the entire universe. Yet even such a personality as Shankarshan, who has been continuously chanting the glories of the Lord since time immemorial, has not even approached the final count of those qualities. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpade Gopesha Govigaganta Radha Kanta Namastade Tatta Ganjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Prishabano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vivacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shiva Jari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The last paragraph, is it? One more paragraph is there on the next page. Lord Krishna exhibits his most astonishing qualities during his childhood pastimes in Vrindavan, where he steals butter from the coward ladies, dances with his girlfriends, and plays with his coward boyfriends as their most dear companion. Although appearing like ordinary human activities, such sublime pastimes embody Lord Krishna's immeasurable and innumerable beautiful transcendental qualities, which are the life and soul of the pure devotees. Actually, this paragraph is the most important. Yeah, good. Yeah. Maduram Samupayat, so it is mentioned, even Prabhupada is mentioned here in the end of the introduction that the ending is always very sweet. Of course, Prabhupada, when he was giving lecture, he started with a sweet note, chanting Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari. So that is practically a picture or descriptions of Krishna's wonderful qualities and pastimes in Braj. So beginning is sweet and the end is sweet. So here the purport is also sweet, very sweet at the end. And even, for example, of course, everyone likes to take prasadam. So mostly we take the sweets at the end. But in some places, like in Gujarat, they have in the beginning some sweets. They give you sweet in the beginning. And some devotees, they will take in the beginning sweet and in the end sweet also. But in Krishna, actually with Krishna, everything is sweet about Krishna. So, for example, Krishna's appearance is sweet, Krishna's childhood pastimes are sweet, Krishna's pastimes in adolescence and youth are sweet, and of course when Krishna goes to Mathura, then it's a little painful, and the gopis and all the Brijavasis are feeling very much distressed when Krishna is going to Mathura and then going to Dwarka. So, but that is only in this material world, whereas in the spiritual world, Krishna is permanently in Braj. And actually, acharyas have explained that Krishna, Vrindavan Parijaja Mam Ekam Padam Gacchati. Vrindavan Parijaja. Krishna is not leaving Vrindavan at any time, not even one step is taking out of Braj. So then who is going to Mathura? That is actually Vasudev Krishna, who is not different from Krishna, but there is a difference there also. So simultaneously Krishna is in Braj, in the spiritual world, and in Mathura and in Dwarka also. And here in this world, so he is also permanently in Braj, but when he is going to Mathura, then Vasudev Krishna manifested. So Vasudev Krishna and Yashodananda Krishna there, simultaneously they appeared, and they are always, they are ever existing, but sometimes, as in Krishna's pastimes, first Krishna, Yashodananda Krishna is manifest, and then Vasudev Krishna is manifest. So here, but all the pastimes of the Lord are wonderful and amazing, and practically also many times inconceivable. But we listen about the pastimes, we appreciate the pastimes, and ultimately when we are engaged and in devotional service, we can feel a transcendental pleasure of hearing about these pastimes, speaking about the pastimes, or remembering them. So here, specifically here in this verse, Lord Brahma, so his is offering his prayers to Krishna. Lord Brahma is the most qualified living entity in this world, in this universe. And so he's very knowledgeable. And as we know, when he first appeared, he didn't see anything, nothing was there, as he appeared on the lotus flower, which had emanated from the lotus navel of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. So then he was wondering what to do. He was trying to climb down the lotus, but it was so huge he couldn't come to the origin. He went back and then he was thinking, let me just try to figure out what's happening here. Then he heard the word tapa, and he understood, due to his previous impressions, that he has to do some austerity, some penance, in order to understand what's happening here. And then Divya Saraswati, the eternal consort of the Lord, the goddess of learning, so she gave him a mantra, a Gopal mantra, which devotees were second initiated at chanting. And then also Gayatri mantra was given by the Lord himself. Krishna is performing his wonderful pastimes in Braj always. Ever existing eternal pastimes are there, and he's known, well known for playing the flute. So then he's playing the flute, and he's attracting the Brijabasis, everyone. He's mesmerizing them, and they become completely captivated by the sound of his flute. So, by the way, sometimes he's playing the flute, and then the Gayatri mantra, Gayatri Devi, is emanating from the flute. Gayatri Devi, she is also gopi actually of Krishna. And of course in this world she is known as the consort of Lord Brahma also. And so she entered, or the sound entered the ears of Lord Brahma. So as we know, he has four heads in this universe. He only has four heads. In other universes he has many more heads. And then he was acquainted by hearing and then chanting these mantras. He was acquainted with the absolute truth, and he understood that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, that is the source of everything. And it was revealed to him that he is a maidservant of Krishna. But not all the details were revealed to him. And then, being inspired by the Lord, so he created the different beings in this world, different forms in which then the jivas, they entered. And then, of course, the different activities are performed by the different embodied beings. But ultimately, of course, everything is a play of the Supreme Lord. His eternal pastimes are there in the spiritual world, and then in this material world the conditioned souls, they're given a chance to revive their original position as eternal sons of Krishna. And by coming in contact with the Lord or the pure devotees of the Lord, so they have the chance to progress on the path of spiritual perfection and realizing their actual transcendental form, Satchidananda Swarup, by the mercy, combined mercy of Krishna and his representative, the spiritual master. Lord Brahma, so he had divine vision of the transcendental realm, as it is mentioned in Brahma Samhita, as which he compiled himself, Vishwara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigra Nadi Radir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana, recognizing that Krishna is the supreme controller and is the cause of everything, is the source of everything, of all the spiritual and material worlds, and is the source of all the other different personalities of Godhead. As mentioned in the Bhagavatam, ete cham sa kalapum sam krishnastu bhagavan sayam. The Krishna is certainly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all other personalities of Godhead are simply expansions of the expansions of Krishna, or expansions of the expansions of Krishna. So he had seen the spiritual world, and he understood that Krishna is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, so he is able to see the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. But somehow, sometimes he gets bewildered also. Well, once a day, once in his day, Krishna is appearing in this world. And so practically, and then, of course, there's some variety in the pastimes of the Lord, but we can see that mostly once in a day he becomes bewildered. Of course, ultimately we understand that it is by the internal potency also, and he thinks that Krishna is an orderly child. For 1 second he's thinking in this way, how is the Supreme Lord? He's performing pastimes here just like an orderly child, and is eating with the left hand, which is against the Vedic injunctions. We know we should eat with the right hand. And so his father, Nanda Bharat, is very learned person also. But still, Krishna is eating, and he must be taught also nicely, but he's eating sometimes with the left hand. And he was astonished. And for 1 second he forgot that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, the source of everything. And as we know, he stole the cows and the calves, and then the gopas, and Krishna expanded himself in all of these, and in this way he's powerful and he has mystic perfections, Lord Brahma, but it is very insignificant in comparison to Krishna's opulences, Krishna's powers, Krishna's, so he's known as also Yogeshwar. So he's the Ishwar, so he's the supreme controller and the supreme mystic. So Lord Brahma and the other yogis, they have some mystic perfections, Ashta Siddhi, 8 main ones, and then 10 secondary mystic opulences or perfections are there, like becoming smaller than the smaller, biggest than the biggest thing in this world, very huge form the yogis may assume, or become very small. But Krishna is the supreme of all mystics, of all yogis. He can become very small, and therefore he is situated in everyone's heart, in his expanded form as Paramatma, Vishnu, residing in everyone's heart. For the normal human beings, so Krishna, well, some different descriptions are there also, of course, because not everyone of the human beings are the same size, or in the age of Kali we are smaller than in the previous ages. Dashangulam, but generally it is mentioned, as mentioned in the Purusha Sukta, Dashangulam. Sasra shesha purusha sasraksha sasrabhat sabhumim vishvato vitva ashtatishta dashangulam dashangul. 10 fingers. If you keep like this, so that is the size of the super soul. That is the first verse of the Purusha Sukta, glorifying the universal form of the Lord, who has sahasra shesha, who has thousands of heads. Sasraksha, sahasrapad, aksha, thousands of eyes and hands and feet. So Krishna, as explained here, also in this verse by Lord Brahma himself, that Krishna is guna atmana, the possessor of all superior qualities. Gun means quality. So usually, of course, Krishna is the embodiment of all good qualities, and practically they are unlimited qualities of the Lord. And just to give some understanding, some of the qualities are mentioned in the scriptures, in the various scriptures. And Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, he has listed 64 qualities. And just like it is mentioned here also, that the human beings, they may also have some of these qualities, as mentioned in the purport. So Srila Rupa Goswami has explained, and it is mentioned by Prabhupada, after consulting various scriptures, so the different qualities are mentioned. And it is mentioned there also by Rupa Goswami that the living entities, for example, 64 are listed, and 50 of these qualities may be seen to some extent in the qualified human beings primarily, or even the demigods. Of course, that is also a human form of life, but they are more qualified usually. They may have up to 55 qualities, but not to the fullest extent. Just like Krishna, so Sar Aishwarya Purna Bhagavan. So the opulences are there, mentioned in the scriptures. And so Krishna is, for example, it is explained like the fame, that is one of the qualities. So Krishna is most famous, but even in the material world, many people are famous. For example, there's a Hollywood star and there's a Bollywood star, so they have some fame. And then, for example, football star, cricket star, they're to some extent famous, and they may have many followers, or a great politician, or whatever. But that fame is very limited, and that is usually only on this planet Earth, and not everyone will agree. Some will say, well, this football star is the greatest, another one say, no, this one. And similarly about a film star. So, in regards to Krishna, the Supreme Lord, so he's known all over the universe, not only on this planet, in the higher planets, even in the lower planets, they have heard about Krishna. And some of them recognize Krishna also. So Krishna is most famous, most well known. And then the strength, so there are many strong personalities in this material world also. The bodybuilders, and some people, they are lifting weight, and they have even world record. I don't know how much, maybe 150 or 200 kilo they can lift with two arms, or they have great bodily strength. But that is very insignificant in comparison to Krishna. Krishna was lifting Govardhan Hill with the little finger of the left hand. A huge hill. So even, of course, the other expansions of the Lord, they're also very powerful, but Krishna is most powerful. Of course, even here in our temple, we have beautiful deities of Gaunitai, Krishna Balaram, and Radhisham, and Balaram. So the meaning of Balaram is, he has great strength, he's very strong, very powerful. And the expanded form of Balaram is there, he has many expansions. And one of them is Anantashesh, or Shankarshan also, glorifying the Lord. So Anantashesh, on his one of his hoods, so the universes are situated. So, I mean, he's very powerful, most powerful. But Krishna is even stronger. And Prabhupada was asking one time his devotees, who is stronger, Balaram or Krishna? Who is stronger, Balaram or Krishna? Krishna, what do you say? Krishna, mostly. Yeah, you're right, yeah. But some devotees at that time were saying, Balaram is the source of all strength, source of all power. And some were saying Krishna. And then ultimately Prabhupada, he gave the conclusion. You can see, everyone can see. Balaram's left hand is resting on Krishna's right shoulder. So Prabhupada saying, so we can understand that Krishna is stronger than Balaram. Balaram has to rest on Krishna sometimes. So wonderful. Krishna is there, Arbu Krishna. So Krishna is the source of everything and is the source of all these wonderful qualities. And then renunciation. So there are many yogis, they're very renounced. They live in the Himalayas and practically have nothing, and in the winter they are taking bath in the cold water, and we also yogis, but we have to heat up the water, and then we take a bath in the winter, and in the summer we need AC, we need air cooler or fan. But the yogis there in the Himalayas, not as hot, but still, then they're sitting under the hot sun. Gets also a little hot if you don't go too high in the Himalayas. Haridwar, Rishikesh is also hot, and there's some yogis there. And then in the four corners directions they make a fire, and sitting in the middle, and it's hot around and from the sun, and they practice yoga. But no one can equal Krishna in his renunciation and in his activities. I mean, Krishna, just in his expanded form, so Surya, the sun planet, is there. All the heat is coming from the sun. And there's a sun god there, also there, his associates are there. But if there's no qualified jiva to take position of the sun god, then an expanded form of Krishna is becoming Surya Narayan. And so we say Surya Bhagavan. So because sometimes an expansion of Krishna, so it's taking the form of the sun god. So it is very hot, and normally we cannot go there. One must have a special body to go there. So Krishna, and so he has all opulences in full to the highest degree, and at the same time is also most renounced. Usually in the material world, man is attracted to woman and woman is attracted to man. And for the general people to be without a companion of the opposite sex, it is very difficult. So brahmacharis are not so many, sannyasis even less. Even we can see in the society of devotees, because it is difficult to remain celibate. So, and to give up the company of beautiful women. So this natural attraction is there. So, of course, Krishna is the source of all beauty, and he's most beautiful. And then he's accompanied by the gopis, who are most beautiful damsels, women, girls, are the gopis. And even he's dancing with so many of them. During Rasa Leela, 1 billion gopis were there in Sharad Purnima. And he's dancing, expending himself for doing so fast the Rasa Leela. But then at one point, so he left all of them. And of course, Srimati Radharani was there, and she's most beautiful and most attractive. And so Krishna is very much appreciating her transcendental qualities and her love for him. So he was for a little while with her, but then he left her also. So most renounced Krishna. His Atmaram Aptakam is fully self-satisfied. So these are his transcendental qualities. And so so even of course, so in this material world as explained, the man can have also good qualities. And because by nature everyone is a spiritual being and has naturally some good qualities. And the pure devotees, for example, they don't have any bad qualities. There is no dosh. Otherwise, for the conditioned souls, there's guna and dosh, there's good quality, and then there's some fault is there. But the pure devotees and the Supreme Lord, Krishna especially, is Amal Purush, is spotless, is completely pure, and there's no discrepancy in his behavior, in his activities. He's the source of all good qualities. But in the pastime, sometimes it seems to be that he does something which is not right according to moral codes, like stealing the gopi's cloth and then stealing butter like this. But that is only apparent in the pastime, but Krishna is the source of everything, everything belongs to him. So if we analyze it, then everything is complete and perfect in Krishna's behavior. And so his qualities are completely transcendental. There's no material contamination there. Whereas in the conditioned souls, so they may have some good qualities like being magnanimous, being charitable, but if they are not Krishna conscious, if they are not devotees of the Lord, there's some fault there also. There's some, for example, in terms of the consciousness, they may also want to give in charity, but then they want some honor and respect in return, and then they become proud, I'm doing so much. Whereas a pure devotee is always doing everything for the pleasure of the Lord, and he doesn't take the credit if he's able to do something good. He sees this as the mercy of Krishna, as the mercy of his spiritual master. So sarvagun sampan, so they're endowed with all good qualities, the pure devotees. Just like Krishna, and as explained in the purport, so the devotees, when they engage the sadhakas, of course the eternal associates of the Lord, and just like Krishna, even when he comes to this world, he's never affected by the modes of material nature, he's transcendental. Trigunatit, Uttam Purush, is beyond his material world, the modes of material nature, and the material nature is emanating from him, so it is not different from him, but there's a difference also. There's a quality there, so which is of this material world, but although everything is situated in Krishna, but is separate also. Similarly, the pure devotees, they are always transcendental. They're transcendentally situated in loving service, in loving exchange with Krishna. Also, their qualities are completely transcendental, and they have no dosh, no fault. Similarly, just like Krishna, similarly also the pure devotees, sometimes in this world it appears to be there's a fault, but there's no fault. Just like Krishna, sometimes in transcendental ecstasy, so when he's thinking especially about Srimati Radharani, sometimes he becomes transcendentally bewildered. And Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but at the same time he's taking care of cows and calves also in a playful way. So very easily he can control them by playing the flute or just calling them. And because they have so much love for Krishna, they come to Krishna immediately when he's calling them. And so his playful way is milking the cows also in the evening. But sometimes when he's fully absorbed in thinking about Krishna, Srimati Radharani and her wonderful qualities, so if she's nearby, then he becomes transcendentally bewildered, and sometimes instead of milking a cow, he's trying to milk a bull, which is not possible. So materialistic person may say, oh, what is he doing? How he can be the Supreme Lord? He's trying to milk a bull. What is this? it is a transcendental pastime, and the devotees, they can appreciate those who are properly situated. But the non-devotees, they cannot appreciate because they are not properly situated, because they are not engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So the devotees, similarly, they also, when they are fully engaged in devotional service, they are, the eternal associates are always transcendently situated, and the devotees who are engaged in devotional service, the more pure the sadhaka becomes, the more he becomes transcendental, and the more these transcendental qualities, they manifest, and they become beautiful and effulgent, and then they can have all these qualities which are mentioned there, an act of devotion to some extent. Like one of them that is mentioned, wonderful linguist. So Krishna, he speaks so many languages he can speak. And even he's talking to the animals, to the parrots. Of course, the parrots, they can speak nicely also. But then, for example, the cows are mooing. And then, but they have their language also, and in the transcendental world. So Krishna is able to understand their feelings. And they're expressing their feelings, and Krishna is reciprocating. So what to speak of the languages of this world? So therefore, anyone who is worshipping Krishna in whatever language, so maybe Spanish, Italian, and Krishna is understanding everyone. The Spanish devotees, they speak in Spanish, and they glorify Krishna in Spanish, and Krishna is understanding. And then they speak French, and the French devotees, they glorify Krishna, and he's understanding them also. He's a perfect linguist, so he knows all the languages. And the devotees like Sanatana Goswami, he, a pure devotee of the Lord, he could speak also many languages. And Rupa Goswami also, but specifically it is mentioned about Sanatana Goswami. So he was speaking Hindi, Sanskrit, Bengali, and Urdu, and some other languages, 5-6 languages. Krishna's mercy, so the devotees, they are qualified, and they very quickly they can learn so much of this material world. Of course, nobody can compare to Krishna. That is not possible. And here one point which is made, that the learned philosophers, very qualified persons, they may be able to count all the atoms of the earth, the particles of snow, which practically nobody can do. It is mentioned, they may do, like even the scientists, they are saying, in the future, we will do this, we will do that. In the future, we'll go to the sun planet. Of course, just now I saw, first time NASA sent one rocket or whatever, and it touched the sun. I just read it 2 days ago, but actually it is not possible. And even, of course, they were saying we went to the moon, but we know it is not possible. Sometimes, well, what to say? Some people are trying to fool, the scientists are trying to fool the common man. And many times the common man, then they are believing. Everyone believed. 1968, even I believed, because at that time I was just 8 years old. I didn't have the Vedic knowledge. Oh, they went to the moon. Wow. We see the moon, right? They went to the moon. And the majority of the people believed, but not everyone. Especially in India, because later on I came to India also. I was I was 20 years old, and then I went to Nepal, and there was a newspaper article, and they were saying, I learned quickly Hindi, and then, so it was mentioned there in the newspaper, no, this is all cheating, it is not possible to go to the moon. Even it was there in the newspaper, because Nepal is close to India, and they know also the Vedic literatures, and it is explained there how far it is, and we cannot go by artificial means to the moon, not possible. Only great yogis, exceptional personalities, the demigods, they can travel from one planet to another planet because they are more qualified, and they have flower airplanes, not kind of metal airplanes like we have here, making so much noise and so much pollution. But in heavenly planets they have flower airplane, no pollution, no sound, and very comfortable. But from this planet it's not possible, because the moon planet is a higher planet. From the moon they may come here, sometimes they come here, the moon god, the demigods, they come here sometimes, but very rarely, especially in the age of Kali. But in other ages, when they were doing sacrifices, the great sages, for the benefit of the common people also, then they were calling the demigods, and they used to come, even Vishnu used to come sometimes. But nowadays hardly any qualified brahmanas who can call the demigods. Of course some qualified priests are there, they may call. Even we do yagyas, we call Vishnu, or we call Krishna in the pot. And we have faith and we know that he's there. Those who are pujaris, who do deity worship, who are experienced, they call the deity in the pot. And we're not just worshipping a pot, we're worshipping Krishna, we're worshipping Mahaprabhu. But otherwise, ordinarily, it is not possible to call these great personalities. But they may come, if one is qualified and is calling them, they may come here. But from here to go up, not possible. Only the qualified persons, yogis, they may sometimes, by mystic way, it is mentioned, the sun's rays are there, and through the sunrise they can move up also, as they can become small also, small over the smallest, anima siddhi, become very small. But they cannot become as small as Krishna, they cannot enter in our heart, or in the heart of the end body. So Krishna is, his qualities are most wonderful, they are most, he has all qualities. All qualities are actually coming from Krishna. So as mentioned here, different personalities, they may have different qualities. And that is all by Krishna's mercy, and Krishna is the source of all these qualities ultimately. And we can see in Golok, for example, there are so many devotees are there, and they have some specific quality by which they are attracting Krishna, even in this world. So many devotees are there, and different natures are there, and Krishna is appreciating the qualities of the devotees. If they are doing anything with love and affection, he will appreciate, and with different moods may be there. So there's also a description, act of devotion, or the even further on, in reference to the gopis in Ujjvala Nilamani, how there are so many gopis with different emotions. So Krishna is appreciating all of them. Of course, Krishna has so many friends also, and they have different qualities, and different emotions are there. That is also described in the scriptures. And so Krishna is appreciating everyone's loving service, and is reciprocating with so many, with all the Brijabhasis actually, as explained here. So the qualities are there, unlimited qualities of the Supreme Lord, and they are to some extent there in the Jivas. But then four most wonderful, astonishing qualities are there. That is hinted also in the last paragraph, the most astonishing qualities during his childhood pastimes, when Krishna is stealing butter, or dancing with his girlfriends, and playing with his coward boyfriends. So these are most wonderful qualities. And so amongst the qualities as mentioned, So 50 may be seen to some extent in the human beings, 55 to some extent in the demigods, and up to 60 in fuller extent or in the personalities of the Vishnu Murtis, Narayan, Vishnu, Ramchandra, Bhagavan. They have to up to 60 qualities which are mentioned, which are they can create planets also as Garbhadaksha Vishnu, Chirodaksha Vishnu, and so on. But then four qualities are there, they are only seen in the personality of Krishna. So one is the Rupa Madhurya, his beautiful form, his most beautiful. Ramchandra Bhagavan is beautiful, Narayan is beautiful, but Krishna is most beautiful. So that beauty is unparalleled. And it is also explained when Krishna is with his friends, because of the love of his companions, Krishna becomes more beautiful. By nature he is so beautiful, but in the loving exchange, and even we can see, if we are happy, we become beautiful. If one is sad, the beauty will actually diminish. If you are angry, then even the beauty is less of a person. But if one is happy, if one is together with friends and one is more happy, then one becomes more beautiful. And so Krishna is always beautiful, but is more beautiful in the loving exchange with his friends. He's even more beautiful in the loving exchange with Mother Yashoda. And is most beautiful in the loving exchange with the gopis. And is even more beautiful when he's together with Srimati Radharani, because she's the embodiment of the highest transcendental qualities. And so the Rupa Madhurya and Venu Madhurya is there. And then as explained, the astonishing pastimes. So the loving exchange, the Prem Madhurya, and then Lila Madhurya, the loving pastimes of Krishna with the Brijavasis, that is most beautiful, most wonderful. And so Krishna is the embodiment of all these qualities, and it is recognized by all the great personalities, headed by Lord Brahma and all the great sages and the pure devotees of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Okay, I'm a little over time. Only a little bit. So, if the president allows, we can ask one question. Or which president? Hare Krishna.
You briefly mentioned
yes.
Saraswati
is
constant Brahma. Then you also mentioned Gayatri.
Yes.
Gopi also.
Yes.
And
we
said something that
Brahma
may have had something.
Krishna
may have revealed through
Gayatri
that he's also a Gopi.
Yeah, that is mentioned in the Brahma Samhita by Srila Prabhupada, which is originally from his little master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. So he had printed the Brahma Samhita, the praise of Lord Brahma, and he has given very erudite purport. And Prabhupada actually, he had that translated into English for our benefit. So there Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is mentioning one of the purport. These are the words that it was revealed to him that is a maid servant of Krishna. So by chanting this, the Gopal mantra and the Gayatri mantra, so then it was revealed to him. So he had a realization of Krishna Swarup, that is the Supreme Lord, and it was revealed to him that is a maid servant, means a gopi or a manjari of Krishna. But then he's mentioning also, but not all the details were revealed to him. Because that is one thing to realize, oh, I'm a gopi. But then, well, what's your name? Like even Lord Shiva, so he wanted to take part in the Ras Lila. So then Purnamasi, by her mercy, so he became a gopi. But then he didn't have a name also. And then the gopis, they saw, oh, this one new, one strange woman here. And then they ask him, so they ask Lord Shiva as a gopi, so where are you from? What's your name? And the name was not given. He was just not saying anything. They slapped him a few times. Shiva in a gopi form. and he was just there, and Krishna came. Well, that is actually Lord Shiva, and he wanted to just see the wonderful pastime of our singing and dancing together. So Lord Brahma also, it was revealed that he's a gopi, but his name was not revealed. Or what is his seva? So that was not revealed to Lord Brahma. So he had to do some more bhajan. He had to wait a little more. He had to chant more the Gayatri mantra. And then he came in Mahaprabhu's pastime also as Haridas Thakur, and he was chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So the form and the name and all things, that is revealed step by step. And of course it's not with everyone the same. Sometimes somebody will realize one's name first, and then some other things may be revealed. So, but that is by the mercy of the Lord, and especially by our endeavor also. We have to endeavor chanting the holy name, chanting the Gayatri mantras, engaging in devotional service. Then slowly but surely, our transcendental form and our seva in the spiritual realm will be revealed slowly but surely by the mercy of the Lord and the mercy of the pure devotee. So, Hare Krishna.